What's new in business news, November 19th, 2013? Japan to finance Lao airport plan. Income gap widens despite populist outpouring. And debate over borrowing outside parliamentary budget process. Transportation. Japan to finance Lao airport plan. In talks between the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and Lao Prime Minister Thongsin Tamawong in the Lao capital on Sunday, Abe pledged financial support for a plan to expand the international airport in Vientiane, Laos. The talks covered a wide range of issues, from education to infrastructure development assistance. The Lao government announced a plan to upgrade the airport in April, including the expansion of the international terminal and the construction of a new domestic terminal. The expansion is needed to service higher numbers of visitors coming to Laos. Around 900,000 passengers used the airport in 2012, up from 500,000 in 2010. Japan will loan Laos money to expand the international terminal at the airport. Income inequality, TDRI. Income gap widens despite populist outpouring. Thailand's current fiscal policies have failed to address income inequality and should be redirected from populist schemes to improve social welfare for the poor, says the Thailand Development Research Institute, or TDRI. The gap between rich and poor in Thailand is bigger than in similar-sized economies, such as Colombia, Brazil, Malaysia, and Indonesia. In fact, Thailand is the only one of these countries to see an increase in inequality in recent years. Whereas the other countries saw a narrowing of the gap between the rich and the poor. Thailand is among the top countries in the world in terms of income disparity, with money concentrated in the hands of a small, wealthy group. One problem is the misconception that all farmers are poor, resulting in policies catered to the wrong people. According to TDRI research in 2011, out of the 17.6 million farmers, only 7.7 million were considered poor. Since then, 35 billion baht from the current government's rice pledging scheme has benefited poor farmers, while 85 billion went to rice mills, exporters, politicians, and large farms. Instead of subsidies, the budget could go to poor students, the elderly, children, worker training, and increased social security benefits. Populist policies, which are often seen in countries with high income inequality, are an obstacle to escaping the middle income trap. Though policies such as 30 baht healthcare and the village fund were effective, the first car scheme and rice pledging were not. The TDRI yesterday proposed a new economic model based on improving innovation, technology, education, and labor skills. Government. Debate over borrowing outside of normal parliamentary budget process. The Senate on Monday night voted to maintain the government's version of Section 3 of the 2 trillion baht borrowing bill. The section states, the government is not required to specify the projects that will be funded by the loan. The Senate spent over 10 hours debating the bill in its second reading yesterday and managed to pass only three sections of the 18-section bill. The Senate committee changed Section 6 to make it clear the loans must be disbursed through the normal budget process instead of a special process written in the government's version. Transport Minister Chachot Siriphun said about 100 billion baht from the 2 trillion baht infrastructure plan will be allocated next year. These funds will be spent expanding and repairing the Petkasem and Wipawadi Rangsit roads, as well as developing dual-track railways between Bangkok and Phitsanulok. Deputy Opposition Leader Konchitikovnits said the Democrat Party will ask the Constitution Court to rule on the constitutionality of the borrowing bill as soon as it passes the Senate's deliberation. Mr. Gon claims this scale of borrowing, which falls outside the normal budget scope, is unlawful.